Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the backflower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
God bless us all here, and welcome to Healing the Heart. This is Dr. Eric Love, and let's begin our program tonight with a prayer. Oh Lord, please bless our work tonight and show us your secret meanings of the healing process and show us how we personally can heal and we can learn to help other people to heal. Give us these secrets and give us the grace to pull our lives together as you would have them be and have them be ordered. In his holy name, amen. So, welcome everyone. And first of all, let me do this little disclaimer for God bless the CIA and the FBI and the NSA, and God bless the powers that be. We do not treat, we do not cure, we do not diagnose disease. What you hear on the show is meant to do those things. If you have a medical problem, go see your medical doctor. And if you're in a state like Washington and Oregon, Arizona, go see a licensed primary care physician, a naturopath, and let that person help you. Okay. Disclaimer's over, and I never, ever want to criticize the medical profession. I'll only say one thing about the medical profession. The guy goes to the doctor. His doctor says, I'm sorry, sir, you've only got 6 months to live. The guy, oh, man, he's like, but he's broke, he doesn't have any money, he can't afford to pay the bill. So he goes ahead, gives him another 6 months. And that's my only comment about the drug companies. Because we're building a way that you can heal yourself. I'm the only person who will tell you that I am happy. I'm truly happy, really happy. I have peace inside. I have real, genuine peace inside my heart. Everything comes from peace of mind. And that's what, in my school, that's what I teach you, is how to develop the peace of mind inside yourself. It's the beginning point of all healing that you reach that state of having peace of mind. I'm one of the only people who will tell you that I'm healthy, I'm whole, I don't feel stuck in my life anywhere. Most people feel stuck in their life. And I have my life work. My life work is teaching the healing of the emotion using these advanced protocols of the Bach Flower remedies that we're going to be talking about. And I'm the only person that you will find who will tell you that he truly has peace of mind. I have a life. I love my life. And I have peace inside. So that's my claim to fame. And that's what I teach you in my school, the Academy of Healing, which formerly was the International Association. In my school, I teach what is called effortless learning. Effortless learning means that, you know, I don't have any examination. It's an apprenticeship. No examinations, no tests. I just teach you how to heal yourself and how to help to heal other people. And I do that through you and I spending time together. And I show you how to live a stress-free, peaceful, and happy life where you have peace inside. In my school, I sit beside you, hold your hand. We spend a year together and we talk 1 hour per week about your stuff, about the people that you're helping. And I teach you how to help people with the Bach Flowers and the wonderful SAF system. That works on the deep shadow worlds deep within you. And the wonderful alignment technique, it puts all the bones of the spine into place. And there's other things I teach in my school. It's definitely a heart-centered experience of learning. And you'll learn how to see it when you go out of your heart and go into your head. You can learn to stop that. It's a home study program. And I show you how that you can heal this issue of being stuck and starting to flow with your life again and to heal the pain that you carry in your heart and your mind. Called the Love Healing System that I teach in my school. It's a one-year certification program. We get a certified homeopath, certified nutrition consultant, certified herbalist, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. So tonight we're going to go in, and that's my school. Anybody who's interested, you can call me at 406-585-0774, and I'll give the number out later. Again, go to my website, DrEricLove.com, or email me at medicinewind.11@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to talk with you about the school and how it works. We're going to go into the Bach flower remedy tonight called chicory, which is part of the dominating group of remedies. The mind is located in the heart and not in the brain. All of the great spiritual masters of the East will tell you that the mind is located in the heart and not in the brain. In Western science, they think it's the brain, but they're dead wrong. Even back in other words, you can't go into the mind and deal with the issues of your mind, which is your pain and your baggage and your issues and your garbage, unless you go in through the heart. You won't make it. You have to go in through the heart. Even in ancient Egypt, they knew the secret that the mind was located in the heart, not in the brain. Let me read a poem to get us into our heart and out of our head. Deeper. Let me go over to another. This is the last poem I wrote today. This is dedicated to Barbara, South Carolina. God bless you, Barbara. Where is yourself? The deeper, richer part of you that's underneath your act. The masking person who goes along, conforms, performs to what they want you to be. Where is the real of you? The self that breathes vitality and life worth living, hours, days worth spinning out across the fibers of your heart. Where is yourself? When will you take off all this onion skin of act and pose, the performance of doing what you're supposed to do that is not you, to open up yourself to you, the real, deep you? Allow you to be vulnerable and naked, standing there with nothing but the truth, your truth, of what is really you, of who you really are, the self that maybe, yes, they'll like, or no, they will not like, but finally true to you, the self that's really you. Away from all these lies, deceit, denial, and the fake of who that you should be. The canyons and the rivers, you have lost yourself. Back to your truth, back to your breath, your very heartbeat, your integrity of truth, your truth, the very person who you really are inside, the person you are meant to be. Well, very deep. So if you want to go in and take care of some of your baggage and heal yourself, you have to go in through into the mind. You go into the mind, you got to go in through the heart. You'll never make it in to the head, through the head, through the intellectual. The Bible says, I will bring thee by a way they know not. I will lead them on paths they have not known. And Herman Melville said, it's not down on any map. True places never are. And Dr. Joseph Murphy said, we have not to work on conditions, situations. We have only to work on our inner self. Secret is that something inside of us, because what we're talking about here, you want to go into the mind to heal your mind. You got to go into your quote-unquote, write it down, inner self. It's time for us in the world to open up the gateway and the doorway to the inner self, because something inside of us and our inner self is drawing this situation and this chaos and this condition to us. We don't need to go work on these conditions. We need, first of all, to work on our mind, to change the patterns and the blueprints of the inner self. Because once you change the inner, the outer will change as a mathematical reflection of our inner state. We have not to work on conditions. We have only to work on ourselves. And my favorite example is the lady who was a massage therapist and the doctor who owned the building, acupuncturist, every day when she came to work, would stick her head in, even if she had someone on the table giving her a massage, and she would put down this lady. She would say, a cut down, a put down, a tear down, for this sweet lady who was a massage therapist. And she would be going on for years. So we started to work together, and I started showing her how to work on her inner self. I gave her box flowers to help process these issues, and we started doing the wonderful SAF, which Louise Hay says is the most powerful system of therapy on earth. It's really cool because very quickly you can learn to do it on yourself. So we started doing this after she was praying, reading Dr. Murphy's books, and anybody who's listening, you need to get the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. So she was processing these issues in the inner self. She called me one day, Dr. Love, the most amazing thing happened. This doctor no longer comes in and puts me down. When she comes in the morning, she sticks her head in and is kissing up to me, wanting me to be her friend, wanting me to go out to lunch with her, wanting me to go have dinner with her, wanting me to be her friend. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. All that put down, everything has stopped. She said, I never set her down, had talk with her. I never did anything to communicate to her. It's just, she just stopped. I said, yeah, I know, because you got the healing on the inner self. So the outer situation just completely lifted and resolved because you did the healing on the inner self. And that's what I show you how to do, using the remedies and using the processing systems, technologies that I teach. Because the secret is that the physical disease is, we're in the dark age, we're coming out of the dark age, and we're going into the age of enlightenment, the age of the great age of awakening, where it's going to be very easy to be enlightened in the future. We need to handle our own baggage, and in this olden time, go all the way back to Babylon and ancient Egypt along the banks of the Nile and Alexander the Great, all of that you've learned in history, we've been in the dark ages. God has selected during the dark ages to use this dark age we've been in, to use physical disease as a wake-up call, to tell us that there's something we need to change, some lesson we need to integrate, something we need to learn, some character defects we need to throw off, some old abuse from the childhood or whatever we need to handle from the family of origin. My favorite example is a lady who was a graduate of mine who went to go pee one night, and blood came out. She says, oh, my God, if I don't leave this man, I'm going to get a serious physical disease. So in about 3 or 4 nights, in the middle of the night, she left him and disappeared. He never knew where she was for about 2 or 3 years. It was her sign that she needed to resolve living with the wrong man. He had abused the daughter, sexually abused daughter. He raped her on an ongoing basis, forced her to have sex whether she wanted it or not, and it was time for her to leave. And the blood in the urine was just the sign. So the secret is, one of the secrets is that the physical symptom, physical disease, the pain, the body pain, the emotional pain, is a wake-up call. There's something you need to go into your inner self and resolve and listen to the voice of your soul and listen to what you need to put in order and get in touch with the Tao. The Tao is what the ancient Chinese called God's plan, God's will. And then in Ma'ot or Ma'at, they called it along the banks of the Nile in ancient Egypt 4,000 years ago. Ma'ot, which means the divine order. And we need to get in, if you're trying to heal, you need to get in touch with what God's plan is for your life, what the divine plan is, what God's will is for your own personal life, because God has a plan for you. It's just in our society, we're taught, well, we gotta have our own plans. We gotta get out there and make things happen. Yeah, that's the hard way. The easy way, the soft way, the effortless way, is when you're with the Tao, when you're in the Tao, and you're working with God's plan. So all the great masters of the East say that the mind is located in the heart, not in the brain. All the healing, if you want to do healing, you have to get out of your head, and you have to get into your heart. The head will take you to the place where the you see the gateway is, but you need to go through the gateway. And you go through the gateway in your heart, in your feelings. So one of the things we need to do is open up our ability to feel. Other than that, you're not going to get healed. Let me read you another point. Because we need to go do that. Let me take off this quote. Okay, here we go. Wrote this one today, too. What about the deeper spaces of your heart? When you were young, you let yourself begin to feel and did not choke your feelings back and just go numb. You would feel and you would let your heart be real. The deep emotions of 1,000 years, the feelings of your deeper soul lying just behind the hidden spaces and the tears. The sun moves soft across the desert earth. Everything is still, drinking from the warmth, drinking from the solar wind, taking in the life, vitality, and strength given to the desert and the one who feels. The flowers on the cactus, the thorns and jabbing leaves, the snakes that move as cosmic messengers, everything a voice, earth and wind and sun a message to the one who opens up his heart to feel. Where is the voice of self upon this desert night? With only stars and Milky Ways and dreams of flowing canyons of the earth, silent as you walk along the path tonight. Quiet whispers as you pass the timeless sands, moving like a ghost across the misty stillness of the hidden night. One time when you were happy and your life was simple and your heart was full of life, breath would flow upon the gentle wind. One time when there was peace and all the aching and the longing of the heart was still and calm was flowing in your blood. Where is the voice of the ancient self as you step silent in the hidden light? Where is yourself, the center of the person who you really are? Where is yourself, the center and the secret of the person you are meant to be? Oh, that was deep. So all healing must be done from the heart. If you can't go into your heart and you can't feel, you hold back your feeling. Maybe you take drugs. You got some pain coming up. Well, we just have a shot of wine. Take a little bit of Prozac. And give me some of that Oxycontin, too. Anything to have, because once you go into your heart, first thing you're going to feel is all the pain you got. Deep, deep, deep pain. If you don't go into your heart, you will never be able to understand mind, universal mind, or your own personal mind. All healing must be done from your heart. The intellect and brain will just take you to the doorway, but you must go into the gateway through your heart and your feeling. We need to get out of our head and get into our heart. It's a big healing we all in this Western world need to do. We need to get out of this competitive, I'm on top, you're underneath me, dominating, grabbing, hoarding, snatching. We need to get into our heart and feel and go to the place where the love is. Because God is love. And our soul, which has the solutions for us, talking to us in dreams, talking, whispering in our ear. Our soul is love. And you can't hear the soul unless you let the love, unless you can receive the love. See, and that's what the remedies do. Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist who studies with me, she said the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work through certain issues. They help you to listen to the voice of your soul. It's busy telling you, dude, you gotta quit being so dominating. And as they say in England, bloke, you're too much of a workaholic. You gotta chill your bones down. We need to set up inside of ourselves what's called a healing process. Most people don't even believe that such a thing is even possible, but we have a healing process. You can't control the healing process. You got to turn it over to God and let God control it. And you need advanced technologies like the Bach and the SAF to stimulate you to begin to move into that healing process in a gentle, soft, and easy-to-digest way. The trend of modern science, Western medicine, drug companies, God bless them, is pharmacology. You got some going on, you're bipolar, or you're ADD or something. You need this drug, you need that drug. But those of us who are natural healing people, natural health people, no, we don't want to do that. We want to go inside our own mind and resolve the issues and the baggage in the inner self. Dr. Friend, the psychiatrist that studies with me, she told me that in the psychiatric training where they train the doctors to be medical doctors, they don't teach them therapy. They don't teach them any Jungian analysis. They don't even teach them counseling anymore. It's all pharmacology. Drugs and more drugs. They've given up because when you're in your head, and you're in your intellect, you can't resolve any of these things. And the people, the workaday people, they don't want to heal. They don't want to get out of their head and go into their heart. They don't want to get in their feelings. People just want a quick fix. They don't want to work on themselves. They got all this deep resistance to change. They got their life set up just like they want it to be, and they're negative. People are very negative. They're miserable and they're negative. They're stuck in the head about everything. My school and my training, the Academy of Healing, is a heart, the love healing system that I teach, is a heart-centered experience of learning. You learn to get into your heart. You learn to get into the flowing of your life so that your life flows. Now that I'm flowing, then you're happy camper. There's a structure to it, but the strong flow is there. Most people don't even believe that healing exists. I had a guy who went to Mexico, ran a team of men down there, was up in the mountains with the Indians. And he said he was looking for oil for the Mexican government. He said that he was there all summer. He said he couldn't believe it. He said any time any of his men fell sick, the medicine man of the Indian village took care of everything, took care of all the diseases of the people there in the little village. He said he wouldn't believe that it was even possible. If had he not seen it, now he believes in healing. Most people don't believe in healing. They've never seen it. You want to hear, you go into a church, you want to hear the word of God, you could talk to their medical doctor. That's who they worship. People get all this attention from their disease and their pain. I had a lady who told me the only time she ever got attention from her husband is when she was in so much pain she couldn't even move, and then he would flood her with attention and love. People, they don't want to heal their disease. They say, my arthritis, they give their knee a little loving pat, and they tell you the stories of their operation. They get all this attention from you, from other people. They get attention from the doctors and the nurses that are fawning over them. All their relatives are so concerned, calling them. They get all this attention. People finally caring about them. They were healthy. They wouldn't even get that. And people don't want to do the work, because once you call up the records, pull the records and open the files on what it is that's really going on with you in your heart, in your mind, then it's hard work. You have to, the mind, you got to be a student. You got to be a student, you got to be learning. That's the format, not the doctor-patient format anymore, but the student-teacher format. And you got to quit trying to control everything and learn a whole new way of being. You have to begin to search and search for a way. We have, in order to fully understand the root cause of disease and pain, human suffering, we have to move into a metaphysical approach, a spiritual approach, because we have to learn to deal with the emotional spiritual conflict that is going on deep, deep within us. And next week I'm going to talk more about the karma, because all the major events of human life are predestined. So that means all the great masters of the East will tell you that. And that means that the physical disease and the body pain and the emotional pain are predestined. So our job, if you want to heal, is to find out what it is that God's trying to teach you by giving you this experience. Anyone who's a spiritual person in any religion that tells you, will tell you the experience you're going through is because God wants you to teach you something. So the emotional spiritual conflict can be healed by you doing the inner work on what it is you're supposed to learn. Now, let's stop talking theory and let's go over and start talking remedies. Bach Flower Remedies has been around since 1936. You can find them in most any health food store throughout the United States. In England, because they're from England, Dr. Edward Bach was a brilliant, one of the most, he was the most famous homeopath in the world back in the 20s and 30s. And he discovered, God led him to these flowers in the British countryside. You can find the flower essences in England, in pretty much any pharmacy that you go into. They're around everybody, everywhere. Everybody knows about them. I like my students in England. They used to go down and pick them up down at the. They don't even have to go to the health food store. Each flower essence deals with a particular emotional issue. And before we get in, let's do another point that is packing to our heart. The mountaintop. I like this one. I like this one today. That's right. So many points today. I could hardly stand it. As you stand upon the mountaintop and see the world beneath your feet, I went to the top with my daughter of Mount Lassen. I was thinking about this and the other mountains I've been to, Mount Shasta. As you stand upon the mountaintop and see the world beneath your feet, the path that brought you here fading into the misty dust, the dreams of life and death, friends, the birth and death of what you have become and what you must let go. Of who you are and what you lost and what has fallen to your fingertips and all the things you wanted but you never had, all the longing and the needing and the wanting that has settled in your heart. To see for miles and miles the snowy caps, the canyons of the timeless world below. The aching of your deepest heart, the places you will never go, the doors and exits you have been. How long upon this mountaintop? How long the vision of the world beneath the footsteps of your heart? The shadows of the evening night will soon to come. Perhaps it's time to start your walk back down to all the warming faces at your mountain camp, the fire, the scrumptious food, and all the ones you love to hold you dear. The little mountain stream beside the path, so clear and clean, a girl could stop and kneel and drink her fill for years, and listen to the bubbles and the movement of the healing water of the earth that flows tonight across the visions of your soul. Water, deepest nurture, that will flood against your soul and down into the empty places of your heart. And all the hollow places, spaces, void, unfulfilled you carry deep inside. The craving that you hold in places where there should be peace. If only I could. If I could finally get by. If I could only have. If I could just achieve. All this wanting, this desire, this struggle to get what I need and want so much, this clutch, I pray, will finally bring me peace. The water of this little mountain stream into your lips and in your tummy, life flows and flows. Of ancient life. Again, you're wanting. Everything you need is here tonight, beside the water of this gentle mountain stream, inside yourself, the ancient mystic flowing of the stream of life. Yourself is here. If you could only quiet your breath and still your mind and calm your restlessness and just receive, open to receive the ancient visions and the blissful wonder the mysteries of the hidden flows within your heart, the deeper knowing, even deeper ageless wisdom of your soul. Upon the mountain, beside the little stream, beside the place you stop, and find the reach inside and touch yourself tonight. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so let's talk some remedies. Whoa, Steve. That deeped me out. Okay. So now we're back in our heart. So we're dealing with four remedies of the group that's called the dominating group. Dominating group, people that dominate and control them. Let me get my hand on it. There's a bright sun shining in my face. People that are dominating and controlling you. And God bless them. It's just the way they are. It could be from arrogance. It could be from, that's the way they had to be when they were in their family of origin or who knows what it is. It's a character defects or places that you fall as you go through life. If you're not healing the inner self, inside yourself. The dominating people, there's four dominating remedies. You got Chicory, bossy, dominating, feeling rejected easily. You got Vine, who's bossy, dominating, ambitious. You got Vervain, who's a dominating workaholic, pushing himself or herself. Likes to tell you what to do. You're dominating. And you got Heather, which we'll take up here pretty soon. Heather is that's our next remedy. Heather always talks about themselves, and you can't get your word in as far. So Chicory's bossy, dominating, and feels rejected easily. Then what you got here is what's called a suppressive person. A suppressive person, one of the great causes of disease is a suppressive person. Suppressive person is on top of you. And the rule is you can't get healed if you're under the influence of a suppressive person. They don't want you to feel your feelings. They don't want you to feel at all. Because if you feel, you're gonna tell them you don't like what they're doing. A real suppressive person, they don't even want you to be successful. Let me go ahead and turn to the next page. I'm on the last page. There we go. Okay. They don't want you to be strong. A suppressive, constrictive, stifling, suffocating person doesn't like you to be in your power. They like to suck your power. They like to drain you. They're on top. They're like you to be on bottom. And they're going to maneuver you and put the pressure on you so they can put their crap on you, their negative energy on you. They're going to suck your energy. They're going to take your power. They're going to feed off you. They're going to dump on you. They're going to use you as a dumper. And they're going to feed off you, using you as a feeder. There's the groups that we're going to be talking about over the next couple of months. They're going to be people who are suppressive. So if you need to heal that part of yourself, these are remedies for them. So Chicory doesn't feel rejected easily. You just, when you're around them, you got to walk on eggshells. You say anything. Oh, you're hurting me. You're hurting my feelings. You're hurting my feelings. Everything hurts that you say. Why can't you love me? Why can't you be nicer and kinder to me? At the same time, they're rejecting you left and right. They put you down, but they want you to feel sorry for them in the same sentence because they feel rejected by you. So it feels easily rejected and feels easily hurt. You can write that down, take it to the back. It's one that's called a confirmatory indication. Must fit the person or else you don't give Chicory to the person. Here's another one. Self-pity. She spends a lot of time complaining and whining. Let me tell you how poor and lonesome I am. I'm so lonesome. I need you. Please love me. I need you. they're feeling sorry for themselves. Three remedies feel sorry for themselves: chicory, heather, and willow. They want you to feel sorry for them. What they want is sympathy. They want attention, and they want sympathy. They want you to feel sorry for them. And they're very super sensitive. He's so sensitive. His feelings get hurt so easily. You have to walk on eggshells when you're around them. You can't just say what you feel about how he's acting toward you, because anything you say, they feel terribly hurt. And then they pout. They pout because they feel sorry for themselves. A guy said in the class he came to see his mom, and he goes to see his mom twice a week, and he shows up. Why, how come you never come over and see me? You never come over. I need you so bad. You never come and see me. He said, Mom, I saw you twice this week. But she's chicory. She's always pouting and whining about how she never gets enough attention. Fretful, sucky, sulky. Fretful, sulky. Bobby is a rejection addict. Sometimes I feel like she expects rejection. And then martyrdom to self-pity. I'm always walking on eggshells, not to reject or upset her. Worries fussily. And sits on the pity pot. You say anything, you say something that is wrong with her, and she goes down into a deep depression. And then there's this chicory song. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Think I'll go eat worms. Down go the skinny ones. Down go the fat ones. Oh, how they do squirm. That's the chicory pity pot song. So it's a dominating, bossy person who feels rejected easily and has self-pity. Self-absorbed. This remedy is a selfish remedy. So self-absorbed is going to be chicory, heather, and willow for rejection. Resentment. Self-centered and selfish. The little chicory boy. These are my toys. You can't play with them. These are mine. These are my toys. Self-important. Self-love. A self-centered person. Self-serving. Under the great guise of helping other people. And vine, vervain, heather, and chicory are all self-serving. Mental congestion. Now, this one's interesting. Chicory, heather, red chestnut, and white chestnut all have mental congestion. His mind was so congested with emotional pain, his thoughts and hurt. So the mind is just so filled and congested with all the pain they've got. That's mental congestion. Chicory's got it. And then check this one out. Enjoys arguments. Vervain and willow also enjoy arguments. Sometimes don't. Enjoys arguments. Like they can pick arguments with you, fight with you. This is called sport. I call it sport arguing, recreational arguing, trauma bonding. I've met couples who could never be intimate, never have sex, unless they had a fight first. So one of them picks a fight with the other, and they're yelling and screaming and tearing each other apart, tearing each other down, and then they make up and have the best intimacy and the best sex ever. I had my friend Peter, a psychic, he called that make-up sex. Enjoys arguments. They love it. It's the way they bond. I was in this restaurant after a class. I had a lot of students there with me in the evening. And this man was fighting. He actually hit another man. They were fist fighting in the restaurant. And people pulled him apart. And I turned and told the students, I said, don't mind that. They're just bonding. That's just the only way they can bond. They really love each other. That's just trauma bonding. They make you wrong like a lawyer in court so they can parasite on your energy, suck your energy. They don't really want to be open. They use the sport arguing as a shield to protect them so they don't have to be open and vulnerable. The trauma bonding, if they can just hurt you, then they can make up with you and be so close. And you hear, the closest I ever been was when with any men was when I was in the army and had to take care of my brothers out there on the front. Yeah. Great closeness when you're killing other people. Irritable. So enjoys arguments. There's three remedies. They're going to pick an argument, like an attorney always going to pick an argument with you. irritable. So they get mad and easily annoyed. So easily, very irritable. Beech, holly, impatience, willow, and chicory have that. So if you're going to have a successful relationship, you have to have no expectations. This is from the Cherokee Indians. They teach no expectations, no attachments, no criticisms, and no comparisons. A very good lesson for the self-centered energy of the Chicory. Beckerbach wrote, "Self-love is a denial of unity and the duty that we have to our brother men by putting the interests of ourselves before the good of humanity and the care and protection of those immediately around us. The diseases of introspection, such as neurosis, neurasthenia, and similar conditions which rob life of so much enjoyment, are caused by excessive self-love. The cure of self-love is effected by turning outward to others for the care and attentions which we are devoting to ourselves, becoming engrossed in the welfare that we forget ourselves so much, we forget ourselves in the endeavor." And as one order of the Great Brotherhood expressed it, to seek the solace of our own distress by extending relief and consolation to our fellow creatures in the hour of their affliction. There is no sure way of curing self-love and the disorders which follow it than by such a method. Let me go to my next poem before we get into our next remedy. This one I really like. This is my favorite one I wrote today for the show. Self-awakening. This self-awakening. How far have you gone across town? Or are you stuck back among the cactus and the sticky brambles and the history places you have fallen through the years? Step back in the movies, the high drama of your darkness and your inner chaos, unspoken to its secrets, spread across the canyons and the washes of your mind and heart. This baggage that you carry, secret chests locked with padlocks tied above the ceiling, up the stairs, beyond the attic walls. Your drama and your stuck emotions, weighing down your beauty and your breath, and stifling the very pulsing of your heart. When will you deal with all this baggage that you carry in the secret place? The hidden roots, the darkened corners of your shadow world. When will you do the work you need to do so you can feel again the peace, the inner peace, and just be free? The sun upon the desert morning, heat and solar rays that stream across the universe and bathe your skin and rest your mind and penetrate so deep into your soul. Breath and wind, the place that nurtures deep inside your inner self. Your inner self, the place you rarely go. The place where all your patterns and your blueprints and your garbage ransom places it in your inner soul you do not want to know, not much about. The sun will touch and touch your outer self today. Pity is, you know so much of everything. I've learned so much about the world and things. But pity is, you do not know yourself. Okay, we've got a few minutes. Let's start to move into our next remedy. My engineer, Don, whispered in my ear 3 minutes. So let me just stop. We're going to take a Heather next. Heather is dominating, and all they want to do is have you just listen to them while they tell you about their problems. It's a really cool remedy. I'll tell you one story. Talk about themselves. You can't get a word in edgewise. And they're dominating. They just want you to listen. Dr. Jim Blackman in Beverly Hills, Theater Song, I used to teach out of his office, and he sent me a woman, couldn't do anything about with her, and she'd talk an hour. Every time I'm with her, she talks. I'm just listening. Finally, one day, I called her up and said, "Girl," I said, "you need the Heather." And I went over and took her to the Heather. And she started taking it and had a party in my house in Brentwood. Invited her, and it was 2 weeks later, she sat right there on the edge of the couch, the whole party, never said a word. Here's a woman you couldn't get a word in edgewise. Finally calmed her heart, processed her in her heart, and sat there in peace throughout the whole time. We talked to her, and she talked to you about it. She just didn't have that. She now could rest. It was like too cool for school. Anyway, we'll get into that remedy next. Let me just say a couple parting thoughts. Love you guys. Thank you for letting me into your house. Thank you for letting me bring my message of inner peace into your inner self. There is a way that you can heal. There is a way that you can heal your mind and heart. That those of you that are interested, you can order my books, my two books. They're the books of the centerfold of the books of my course, and they'll explain the system to you. The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself. Just call me, write me, send me $35. They're ebooks. I'll send those to you, and it'll give you a good handle on how to do this system, the life healing system. There is a way to heal. There is a way to resolve the baggage that you carry. There is a way to find peace in your heart. There is a way to know yourself, and there is a way to know the permanent you, which is your higher self, the God self, the great silence, the grand silence, deep, deep, deep within you. God bless you. And I'll see you next week.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.